In the 1880s, Junction City, Kansas built the Jewel of the Prairie, a grand opera house to serve the growing community. They also built a firehouse to protect the buildings of the area. However, the location of the opera house and the firehouse combined to cause quite a problem in 1898. The story that rose from the ashes is this edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross and AgriGold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Junction City, Kansas opened its regal new opera house in 1882. Galen Child says the building had many purposes beyond the theatrical events.
It served as both the city hall and a theater. The back portion of the building was the opera house, and the front portion of the building up there housed the fire department.
The red brick building had a tall clock tower with a bell that could be heard throughout town. In January of 1898, though, the city learned the consequences of housing the fire department in the opera building.
The people heard a ding on the fire bell, and then they didn't hear anything. They thought it was just kids playing around. And lo and behold, the opera house was on fire. The reason they didn't hear any more was, of course, the fire department was housed in the building, and fire burned through the rope that would have sounded the alarm.
But the huge blaze was far from the end of the opera house.
They determined before the next morning that they were going to rebuild. They did it in 9 months' time. And so in October of 1898, it opened again, had all of this wonderful equipment, had the opera boxes all the way up, and the balcony.
The building became a movie theater in the 50s through the 70s, then sat empty. It was renovated and reopened to resemble its original grandeur in 2008. Mary Louise Stahl books events not only for the theater, but also the ensemble rooms in the century-old structure.
We bring in traveling road shows and handle all the rentals. We have weddings, dances. We've had memorial services downstairs. I mean, it's just become the people's palace again.
Today, the C.L. Hoover Opera House is the jewel of the prairie, hosting well-known entertainers and local events in this historic setting. Traveling the countryside in Junction City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.